The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Storm.
Cloaked in secrecy, they show up without warning. State their business, then vanish as quickly as they appear.
Are you ready for the sex girls?
Not that I believe in it, but I could see that. But these guys are dumb.
Freaking nerds.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Dave, did you know that this episode of the Boogie Monster is brought to you by Burrow?
Do what?
They're handcrafted in the USA. They make luxury couches, but for real life.
Huh.
Ain't no king putting his ass on this.
Yeah.
Regular old folks.
Real couches for real people.
Suck the farts right out of your butthole. Shit. Blew it again. Can't get anybody. Well, they want us to do an anecdote about how we own one. How's your Burrow couch, Dave?
Still in transit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mine, oh boy, I can't get enough of it. I mean, when I sit around the Burrow couch, I really sit around the Burrow couch, you know?
Yeah, that's what your fat mom said.
It's good stuff. What?
Huh?
How dare you?
I was combining two devices.
It's the same quality you expect from high-end retailers. You know, I go into these high-end retailers. I'm like, I demand quality.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever buy anything.
Yeah.
I don't even know what they're retailing.
Mm-mm.
But I demand quality regardless.
Mm-hmm.
They don't break the bank. Plus, everything is customizable. I did go on the site. It's good. You can get a chaise, a threesy. That's not a term, but that's for three people to sit.
Three-seater.
Yeah, three-seater.
Yeah.
With a chaise on the end, you can pick high arms, low arms. Maybe you got the long arms, you want a low armrest. Maybe you got short arms, you want a high armrest.
The chaise is the built-in...
Yeah, where you kick your feet out on the
gotcha.
One end of it. Yeah.
Okay.
And... So you go on there, you pick your size, color, armrest, height to get the couch. It's perfect for you. They're stain resistant, Dave. That's important in your life. You know, you can stain resistant to do whatever you got to do in there. This I thought was cool. There's a built-in USB charger.
Mm.
That is something that you would think more devices would have.
So do you have to plug up the couch?
I mean, that's, you know what? Go to the website.
Huh.
Don't ask me questions. I mean, you got the same copy I did.
What?
There's a USB charger, and it's easy to put together. No tools. You just put it together and enjoy 30 days on your Burrow risk-free. No risk.
I like that.
There's so much risk in the world now.
Uh-huh.
If you don't want to keep it, the return process is simple, and they don't say anything past the word simple. Go try a Burrow couch for yourself. Order today, and I'll ship in 1 week. Use the promo code BOOGIEMONSTER.
How do you spell Burrow?
Burrow, B-U-R-R-O-W.
Okay.
Boogie Monster, BOOGIEMONSTER, all caps.
Mm-hmm.
Get $50 off your order. Burrow.com, offer code all capital letters. Boogie Monster, all capital, BOOGIEMONSTER. Go get a couch. That's high in quality, low in price. Won't break the bank, and your ass will feel nice on it. I went into real voice there. And, you know what else? We got another sponsor.
Oh, yeah?
Clearly a company that doesn't listen to the podcast. Adam and Eve, the OG fuckers on planet Earth. Adam and Eve, the original gangster, D and the Peers. That's make a Valentine's Day you'll both never forget. That sounds like a threat from Adam and Eve. It's an amazing offer from AdamandEve.com. Yeah, you'll never forget, and you don't want to remember it. You'll get 50% off about any item. You know where they go, Dave? Where do they go?
You go to AdamandEve.com.
No, where do the things you get from Adam and Eve go?
Up your butt.
That's where they go. Go to AdamandEve.com, and you'll find thousands. Oh, that number sounds painful.
Ooh.
Thousands of adult entertainment products, including toys, like a Care Bear with a big dick, lingerie, something that you wear but doesn't cover anything, and a seemingly endless selection of adult DVD.
Don't put those up your butt.
Nope. I mean, hey, I'm not telling you what you can or you can't. But that they really, it's amazing that pornography, which I partake of, but there's never like, ugh, you know, of all plot devices, of all genres of movie, eventually like, ugh, action movies are getting a little tired. But porn, you keep putting it out.
Yeah.
Like there's never like a porn like, I'm just going to go to that one. That's a weird, that's a, like, what is the need to constantly see different types? Anyway, well, they got them. Adam and Eve, you want to change up your library and still want to go hard copy? Get a DVD. It's fun. It's a ceremony. Light a candle. Open it up. Put it in the DVD player.
Trade them with your buddies.
Trade them. Yeah, trade them with your buddies. Leave them in the woods for children.
You got my porno. Give me back my porno.
I remember having to do that with a friend. Like that weird part of like asking to borrow it and then also having to like, hey, man, can I get it back? Like, because you only had like five.
Especially when it was VHS. Because then when you got it back, you could tell exactly.
Oh, man.
You could tell exactly what got them. Oh, I see you made it to this scene. Yeah, I usually go a little deeper, but
it was only 3 minutes in. Tell exactly what got him. Ah, fuck. Yeah, that is true. Oh, and there's more. Dave, there's more. With every order, you'll receive our romance kit free. What do you think's in a romance kit?
I got a romance kit out in the van.
Oh, Jesus. Romance kit. It's, I don't know, half a bottle of Aunt Jemima and a rubber glove. I don't know. And so their romance kit includes a toy for him. That's, I don't know, whatever. Like, you ever get free, like, I'll get, like, in the comedy festivals always want to give you a swag bag.
Yeah.
It's always something like, this will go on your dick. I never put it on there.
Somebody gave me a, what do you call a fleshlight?
Yeah.
Gave it to my buddy.
Yeah.
I just was like, here, this is more.
I had like three of those in the house at once because of comedy festivals. I'm like, man, I can't die with three of them. I don't want to die with one of them in the house, but in a progressive sense, I'm like, well, ladies can have vibrators. I could have one of these. Mm-hmm. But like three of them. And I was like, all right. And it's so weird to have to throw out, like you do it like you're throwing, like literally like you're throwing out a body part.
Stuff them inside each other like it's a turducken.
Turfucking. Dear fuck master. That's stupid. I'll cut that part out just because I'm sad. I'm bad at comedy now, Dave. I don't know if you realize
that. Yeah, I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
Well, you can after this message from Adam and Eve. Get 50% off one item, a free romance kit, and free shipping when you're in the offer code Boogie, B-O-O-G-I-E, at checkout. Do it at checkout, Boogie, B-O-O-G-I-E. That's Boogie at adamandeve.com. Dave.
Thank God that's over.
Let's hope you're going to the Patreon because we are not getting money from sponsors. I don't know. I'm amazed they don't. At any point, we're just going to. Surprised. We'll say whatever. Like, I wonder what we have to say to lose.
Surprised they haven't sent us a bill.
I'm surprised stamps.com. We should just start doing ads for stamps.com. Just to see. Hey, you want to start the episode?
Might as well.
All right. We already knocked 10 minutes out of it.
Cool.
Well, let's go. I told you I was bad at comedy. And, yeah, I bombed at a show last week. Felt real embarrassed to myself.
Where?
At the Virgil. Super serious. Like a good show. Big show.
Oh, right. Yeah, I was going to come to that.
You're going to come to that. And I tanked it, man.
Now, did you really tank it?
No, I did.
You're too hard on yourself.
No, I truly tanked it.
Really?
I truly had a bad set.
What happened?
I did not read the room. I got in my head. This is all on me. But I watched a very a diverse lineup, and I started thinking, like, I'm just a dumb old straight white guy with the same bullshit. Like, I started hating on my material because I was watching a diverse good lineup. Interestingly, it was Kate Berlant and John Early hosted. And they're you know what they do, and they're fun. Everybody knows them from stuff.
Yeah.
And Sabrina Jalisse was that. Like, it was just a good lineup of, like, I just felt like an old man. I felt like this is the progress I want to support, and then I felt like my jokes were bad. And also, I did a set at the Comedy Store the night before, which I just did, like, kind of throwaway material that's not necessarily in my voice. Like I did like an abortion joke. And never tell you that joke.
I think so. Tell it to me again.
I'll do it. I just say, like, oh, my girlfriend and I are expecting a child, and fucking audiences, they never like think it's a setup.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, good for you. Applause. And it's just like we're reading the prenatal books about how you have to you know, you should play music for the unborn child. Like, that's, you know, to help his development. I was like, that's a lot of pressure to pick out that playlist when you're going to terminate the pregnancy. And then I just say I've been playing That's Life by Frank Sinatra because I think it's the most appropriate time for that song.
It's a good joke.
I think so.
Yeah.
And then people are just like, bah, which at the Comedy Store, it's an audience there to see famous people. And so I'm like, eat my ass. Like, yeah, you get that joke. But I shouldn't have done it at Super Serious, which is like, it just wasn't in my voice and the tone wasn't right. Because then I just go out. I'm like, I'm not having fucking kids. And like, I just laugh at it. But I got in my head and I was drunk. And you ever have that where you look back, you're like, inexcusable. All my fault. Had a bad set. All my fault. How many years in the game? I want to quit comedy. That's why the topic was faking your own death, because I was like, I'm just going to Gallagher II my act.
I don't mind bombing like that, you know, if I was trying a different approach, if I was trying, you know, if I took a risk, if I took a gamble,
yeah,
and like, okay, I tried new material or I tried a new whatever.
Yeah.
But like, to just go up and just, were you just lackadaisical from the get-go? Just, yeah, man, I want to be here.
You know, I got a little cocky thinking like, all right, and here's me, the headliner. And I just didn't bring it.
Hmm. You got to bring it.
Disappointed in myself.
Yeah.
And I haven't been bringing it.
Yeah.
I've been sad with comedy because I'm happy in my life.
Yeah. Well.
And that's why I was like, man, I want to fake my own death and just get out of here, which now I fucking blew it because I said so right here.
Hmm.
I did. Right after that show, I went to went to the desert.
Oh, yeah.
Went off-road in the desert.
How'd that go?
It was good. First off, okay, the off-roading community, a bit rough around the edges.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, think of the people that like four-wheelers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not out there reading books.
Yeah.
But we got out there. Orvidal and I went out there. Andrew Orvidal.
Where'd you go?
Funny comic. We all know, from those who can't. Went to Ocotillo Wells down by the Anza Borrego State Park. Down south of Salton Sea. Close to Mexico.
Gotcha.
But anyway, we got out there. Thursday, set up camp. And I had the hammock out under the stars. Nobody was at the camp yet. So it was great. So under the stars. And I think maybe, well, technically it's correct, UFO. Saw one. Just seeing you shooting stars. It's a desert sky. You know, you've been out there. You've been out middle of nowhere seeing how much you can see without light pollution or anything.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd see a shooting star. I've seen shooting stars where they last. They're like slow ones.
Mm-hmm.
Where they last a long time and they burn real bright. Like, but they vary in how bright they get. It's like, whoop, what's that? And then and then diminishes. But this, I see something else. I'm looking at the sky. I'm like, oh, that's like the brightest star in the sky. I've been staring up here for a while. What's that one? And it was as brighter than the North Star, and it was moving slowly, but it stayed consistently at that brightness, and it was moving. It was laying like that. Sun was coming up over that way. I think it was moving north to south. Yeah.
How long did you see it? How long did it maintain its flight?
It was about like 3 seconds, which is long. If you think 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 seconds. That's long when you consider how long a shooting star lasts.
Yeah.
And then it didn't fade out. It just went dim to a barely discernible light, but then kept moving at the same pace, at a slow pace.
Moving in a straight line?
Yeah. Probably a shooting star, but did not behave like other shooting stars that I'd seen.
What color was it?
It was white. It's a white light.
When we were in Joshua Tree for Halloween a couple years ago, the thing that Lisa Best and I saw.
Yeah.
We think it's a – first of all, okay, it's a shooting star, but it was neon green.
Yeah.
And I remember it zigzagging. She doesn't remember the zigzag, but she does remember it being neon green.
Well, we were on a lot of drugs.
That's true, too. It also had an elephant's head.
And it knew my name.
Yeah. So
it gave me a birthday card. Well, I think the colors can change depending on what element it is burning up, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
But I saw that. So that I was laying there just in a hammock under the stars going, oh, okay, all right. Not enough to get excited about, but enough to be like, hoo-hoo, all right.
Who's now, let around? Me ask you this. Were there any drugs involved this weekend?
Mm-mm.
No mushrooms?
No, I had some drinks.
Okay.
No, I was just drinking. Just drinks, but not even shit-faced drunk, because I still managed to get in a hammock. You can't get in a hammock drunk
if you
fucked around with one of those.
Hard to do it sober.
Yeah. It was, I mean, once I got, like, the sleeping pad and the sleeping bag and everything, I was like, I can't. As soon as I laid in there, I'm like, I almost have to pee, and I'm already upset with myself that I have to get out of it. I was, like, thinking, like, how much can I just try and throw my dick over the side and pee, lay it in the hammock. But I'm like, that's just going to turn into you falling out of the hammock into your own piss.
Mm-hmm.
It's camping. You make do.
Yeah.
But that was exciting.
Did you guys rampage those vehicles?
Yeah, man. We were just trouncing.
Rocks or sand? What'd you get into?
Sand, some rocks, some sketchy stuff. It was good. There's the evidence of it being an old ocean. You know, there's a preserved coral reef there where you can see shells and
all those fish
sea
bones.
Creatures. Yeah, that are just that's now a bleak desert. It looks like Mars.
Huh.
It was fun just being dumb dudes.
Hmm.
You know, dumb dude stuff.
But
then Thursday night, peaceful, still. Couldn't, you know, sleep in the hammock on the stars. Couple other people at the camp, no big deal. Fucking Friday. When everybody gets off their shift at Dairy Queen or wherever the fuck and brings their trailer of just hillbilly Mad Max vehicles.
Yeah.
Just till 2 in the morning. Like, never mind, all the camps are dark. You should ride your four-wheeler just back and forth in front of campsites till 2 a.m.
Wow.
And then the families that are there, because that's like a family thing, I guess, you know, everybody, the whole family's got their things. And they get up at 7 and start. So I was like, well, fuck me. You got meth heads ruining one end of the night, and then the wholesome activity clan ruining the morning. And I was trying to sleep. It was also windy as shit.
Mm.
Orville's tent was blew over. I put the hammock in the Jeep. So I slept maybe 5 hours both nights. Huh. Like a total.
Wow.
Of 2 nights. But it was fun. It was just fun.
You gotta go during the week, man.
I know. That's what happened this week, and I get spoiled. Because I can go to the stores during the week,
mm-hmm.
you know, all that stuff. We tried to go out. Folks are in town. Went out Saturday night. Tried to just being out on a Saturday. I'm like, everybody's the worst person.
It's the worst.
We went to, you've been to Highland Park Bowl?
Yes.
Real
fancy.
It was called Mr. T's Bowl in a newly gentrified area. And this is the most. This is a cartoon of what gentrification is. They took an old rundown bowling alley that used to have like old like punk shows and comedy shows in it. And it looks like the old time, like all the machinery's exposed to set the pins.
Yeah.
And it's got the old timey bowling posters and everything's like a steampunk bowling, like purposely distressed.
If a bowling alley itself could wear a bow tie, this one would.
Yeah, yeah. If a bowling alley listened to Marilyn Manson and wore goggles, wore sand goggles recreationally. And I've never been in a business that has been that dysfunctional.
Really?
Rachel's always laughing about we'll go out to eat, and she's like, the new trend now is nobody writes anything down.
Oh, yeah, I've always hated that.
It's like, all right, let's see what. But so far, it's been like, all right, wow, that's 6 people at a table, and you got it right. Okay, this was like, didn't write anything down, everything fucked. Okay, arugula pizza? No, that's not us. Whoops, okay, pepperoni pizza? Great, and another pepperoni pizza? Nope, just one.
Wow.
Here's some fries, and we brought some fries, and here's some fries, and we're waiting on a burger. Here's some fries, and some fries. I got Eggs Benedict, where the guy brought it over. He's like, oh, I think one of them popped. I'm like, no, poached eggs don't pop. It slid off the plate, and you're giving me Eggs Benedict with one egg right now.
Yeah.
He's like, do you want me to take it back to the kitchen? It's like one of those things like, no. Like, it's just more fuckery.
Yeah.
I'll eat it. But he's like, I think it like popped and went into the muffin there. I'm like, that's not how they work.
No.
You'll see the egg.
Yeah.
It doesn't change. It doesn't shape shift. It's not a bubble. But yeah, just pure fuckery all around. Then bowling next to a birthday party. Like still like, all right, hipster bowling place. But like a junior high school girls' birthday party. They're the worst creatures on earth.
Yeah.
That's hell.
Mm-hmm.
That's hell. And they're just fucking just shitty girls like all over the lane dropping cupcakes on the fucking parents are all at the bar. The fucking Highland Park hipster parents are at the bar, and I'd be drunk too if those were my fucking kids. Almost just walked out and fucking got a vasectomy after that.
What'd you bowl?
I think I got like a 106. Yeah. I don't know. I broke 100. That's all I need to do. If I break 100, I'm like, okay.
I'm a good bowler.
Really?
Fucking pin action, baby.
Really?
I throw that fucking ball as hard as I can.
What's the high score?
Oh, dude, I've gotten well over 200. I used to be in a bowling league when I was a teenager.
Really?
Me and my brother were in a bowling league in high school. We were good. Oh, yeah. I've broken 200 a couple times. Yeah. I could
look
slang.
Out, here comes the stones. You have your own ball?
Yeah, I had my own ball.
Yeah. Bag? Yeah. Shoes?
Bag. Not shoes. I don't think I had my own shoes. I don't remember. You would think I would have my own shoes if I had my own ball, but I definitely had my own ball.
Really? And,
man, I just sling the shit out of it.
How heavy was the ball?
I had like 12-pounder back then. Yeah. 12, I don't know, something. But, man, I still love it. I'll go about once a year. It's a fun activity.
Yeah.
You know, I can never get any friends or any girl I'm dating or anybody. You know, no one's ever – well, Katie, the gal I'm dating now, we've gone bowling before. Yeah. But I remember just a long history of like – trying to take dates to bowling alleys, and they're like, no. And I'm like, come on, it's fun.
Rachel, somebody gave her a bowling ball one year for Christmas, which was weird because there was no name on the package, and somebody just bought her bowling ball. I'm like, who the fuck's buying you bowling balls? Without saying, it was her boss.
Nah.
But she got her own ball. She's, yeah, it's a fun time.
I love it.
I always get, like, I don't want to deal with the crowds. Again, mm-hmm. Me and you, Dave, Howlin' Rays and a weekday bowl.
Dude.
But daytime?
Let's do it. I would love to
just
go.
Just us over at Shadow Lanes, Korean senior citizens out there. I'll do that.
There's another good, just kind of old school hole in the wall bowling alley in Eagle Rock.
All-Star?
Yeah, that All-Star one's cool.
Lanes, yeah.
You know, get a bar open during the day.
Oh, buddy.
Just sitting at a bowling alley bar during the day.
I mean, where else are you supposed to talk about conspiracy theories?
I don't know.
That's exactly where our topic would come. I'll fake my own death. You'd hear that at the bar at All-Star Lanes in the middle of the day. Damn sure.
Hey, before we get into that, sure. I want to tell you, I took your advice.
Yeah, I've been talking this whole time, Dave.
That's fine. Took your advice, and I got into that show you were talking about, Alone.
Ooh, buddy.
Watched about 4 or 5 episodes.
Yeah.
And I'm down to the final 4 dudes.
It's on Hulu?
Hulu, yeah. And I called it, by the way. Like, in the first or second episode, I called, like, who the
end guys
figured
out?
I figured out who.
I mean, the shit's been out for 3 years. We could talk about
that. I could spot the weaklings. But, man, some of those dudes, the first one or two dudes left within 24 hours.
Well, wait till you get the second season.
Oh, really?
It doesn't even make it overnight. And that's the guy. That's the guy who's like a former soldier talking about, like, I'll fight the bear. Bear should be scared of me. Guy didn't even make it to sunset.
Oh, guy's crying on there. I miss my family. Shut the fuck up. Like, what did you think he's getting into?
You can miss your
family. No, you can't. No. Absolutely
you,
not.
You don't miss your family?
No, not in that context.
You never cried?
They'll be there when I get back. I can't.
You never cry in a van, Dave? Dave?
I mean, there was one time when...
Why'd you cry?
I took the spicy nuggets off the menu. But
why'd you, Dave? That's like missing family.
I'm just saying, you know you're stuck. All right, first of all,
you know it, but psychologically, you still get run down.
No, not after a day, you don't. All right, those guys have been out there for 3 weeks.
Yeah,
those guys have been out there for 3 or 4 weeks. I'll give it to them. All right, after a day, no, you're just a world class puss.
Well, but that's where Rachel like had insight. Like, if you're out there and after one day, you're like, you just know, like. Why be miserable and know I'm not going to make it? Let's just get out of there now.
Well,
like, why?
At least give it a decent shot, though. At least, no, you can't quit. If this is something you signed up for, all right, it'd be different if a judge sentenced you. In lieu of jail time, we're going to put you on this game show.
Yeah.
No, no. You signed up for it. There's $500,000 at stake.
But, I mean, psychologically, have you ever, like, I know you can't go out by yourself, but like been out, not in the van, like just no protection from bears and shit. Like you're in the woods.
Yeah, I mean, where I've had to like hike in about a half a mile. Like my van's a half a mile away, that type of thing.
Okay, I'm not talking half mile. I'm talking like there's no, like it's nighttime, you're not getting back to the
van. No, I get it. And I saw some of those situations were scary.
Because I've done that just overnight, like one night here or there, and just laying in a tent like, it fucks with you, man. Like, any noise you hear, like, you just immediately, like, okay, it's a predator. It's something larger than me. And I never sleep. I don't get any sleep when I do it. You're just laying there. And then finally when the sun starts coming up, you're like, oh, the sun again. But That stuff, if you've never done that or don't have experience with it, that can fuck with your mind more than you think. It's like, yeah, it's camping. I'm just going to go camp in the woods. And obviously, they're still making a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're still tuning them up like there's cougars.
Mm-hmm.
And, but you see, like, the cougars are just right there sniffing around.
Yeah.
If you know that you got that frayed emotionally after the first night, you're like, why would I? Okay, I tried. I'm not going to make it. Like, I don't. The guy who didn't even make it to nighttime, I was like, that guy. I was like, get the fuck out of
it's
here.
It's ridiculous.
But who do you – so you know who wins it on the first season?
No. I'm down to the final four.
You know who surprised me in that final four was the guy who seems like the most just like granola munching hipster.
The smallest – oh, that's a guy I picked to win. Because he's up and I don't know where I'm at. I'm probably – what are
there? I want to talk about it, but I don't want to ruin it for you.
What are there, 10 episodes in that first season?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm probably on 7. And I don't know what he's doing after this point. But the whole time he's been the most technically proficient. Like he seems to know what he's doing.
And he has like the stupid hipster hair.
Yeah.
You can
but,
tell he's kind of like a
– But he also has like mentally he's just like, all right, well, I know this is going to suck. So let's just kind of deal with this.
I don't want to talk about it more because I don't want to ruin it because I want to discuss it because I'm already into the second season.
And I like that young goofy dude too.
As soon as the first time we see him, I hated that fucking guy.
Yeah.
But then it's like
he grows on you.
Well, it's like, you know what? Being young and dumb will get you far because you don't know what to be scared of.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm still kind of pulling for my Georgia dude.
Yeah.
What's it? Wes? Wayne maybe?
Wayne.
From Blairsville, Georgia, yeah, not far from where I'm from.
Okay.
The foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. But
well, all right. I don't want because I want to talk about the end of it, but I don't want to ruin it for you.
I want to sign up for that show. I like to think, like, I win, and they're like, they come to get me to tell me I've won, and I'm like, nah, I'm good.
I want to see
you. Can't get me out of there.
Yeah, I want to see you happy about eating banana slugs.
I'll eat a damn banana slug.
No, I mean not like, oh, I guess I'll eat. No, I mean like, that's all you get. That's all you get.
Fish.
No salt and pepper. Yeah, but you got to catch the fish.
I can catch a fish.
That's what everybody in that fucking show says. And then they're sitting there going, I'm so hungry. I can't believe I can't catch a fish.
Nah, I can catch a fish.
That's you're out after 3 days.
I'll stalk one of those cougars.
Let's both do it.
If there's a bobcat, I still think I could kill a bobcat.
You're
or a coyote.
Die in the most obvious way.
Nope.
You know what's gonna happen? You're gonna unite woodland predators together just to eat you for your arrogance.
Bring it on.
Your arrogance is gonna be the most appetizing part of your whole body.
Break its neck.
No way. You're gonna see a tiger and a cougar. I don't even know where the tiger came from. You're gonna see a cougar and a bear being like, let's settle our differences and eat the fuck out of Dave.
Bears scare me.
Smarmy son of a bitch.
Bears scare me, but cougars, come on. Fucking rip your head off. Just twist it off.
The twee guy.
Mm-hmm.
Smart enough, sewed eyes on the back of his hat.
I saw that. Very smart. Cougars.
I was like, look at this guy. So what's this guy just being silly? I'm like, oh no, putting eyes on the back of your head.
Yeah, that's pretty smart.
Yeah.
But yeah, good show.
You ain't got fists in your back, Dave. They come after your back.
You know what I like about that show too? There's no narrator and there's no signs of civilization. It's just those characters.
I think they must come in for medical checks occasionally. Mm-hmm. Because something happens later on where, like, one of their excuses to interview is like, well, we're showing up for to go to the winner.
Uh-huh.
They tell the winner that, oh, we're just coming in for a routine medical check.
And then surprise them.
And then, yeah. So I think that maybe – because there's a few – like, the one guy, he was getting stalked by cougars or something.
Uh-huh.
Did you get to that part?
The guy, the first guy to tap out, who's in his tent, damn near crying.
No, which was the first guy?
Cop from Ohio.
Yeah, the cop bailed early.
And the second guy was this dipshit from Florida who had the earrings. Like, I'm going to be out in the woods for 30 days, but I've got both my
fucking gauged earrings. No, it was a different guy. There's cougars around. So he's like, that's it. They're stalking my campsite.
Okay.
Get me out of here. It still took him 3 hours to get in.
The guy was like, I'm not spending another night in there. The guy with the beard from North Carolina.
Yeah, think about that. Like, okay, I want out. It's not like they're right there. It's like, no, that's 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, all right. Oh, I want to talk about it. I give a shout out to the No Plus Ones podcast. It's my buddy Dan Ozzie and his friend's podcast. It's a music podcast. I don't really listen to any music podcasts, but I listen to theirs because they're talking about the Tom DeLonge Blink 182 alien thing. Mm-hmm. Where even they're like punk dudes, but like, is he right? And they actually go into it. I was just listening to it when you came over. I just want to give heads up to those guys.
Sure.
I think Dan listens.
Cool.
That's nice of him.
Yeah.
He used to run the Jaded Punk Hulk.
What's that?
Account back in the day.
Oh, okay.
It was just
that sounds fun. If
Hulk was an old punk guy, so just like the all caps. Hulk That's sad funny. Missing Jawbreaker reunion. But I don't want to shit on podcasts. I try to listen to that Cults podcast. You listen to that one at all?
No.
It's the most, like, it sounds like they're two mattress salespeople doing a podcast. Like, I just can't handle the voice.
How do they do it?
I can't handle the... And that's why Charles Manson was never actually a murderer, but got his followers to kill for him. Isn't that right, Nancy? It is right, Jeff. He got 12 women to... It's like, no, you're talking about murderers
yeah.
and cults. Have some emotion. Like, it's just, it's so podcasty. Like, it's like, go to sleep, you know?
Yeah.
It's a go to sleep podcast. And I want it to be good. The information's good.
Uh-huh.
God damn it, guys. Come on, man. Give me, I mean, you don't have to go overboard like fucking what's his nuts. What am I, I'm burying my talking shit on another podcast.
Like who?
No, the Sword and Scale one. Like, that guy has too much of a hard on when he's doing those stories. The worst monsters kill children. Anyway, I make a living off. Like, you could tell he's just a little too, like, you're talking about, like, murder and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What am I talking about? We talk about murder. Why am I talking shit? This is my problem, Dave.
What's your problem, Kyle?
I gotta get out of this town.
Yeah?
I might be done.
I still think you should just retire. You've made it. You're successful. Just retire. Be like Barry Sanders. He retired at like 29.
How much money did Barry Sanders have when he retired?
He had a lot.
Yeah.
You got a lot of money.
No.
You got enough to retire.
I got enough to retire for 4 years. And then I got to unretire.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, I'm just going to Gallagher to my act.
Mm-hmm.
Fake my own death.
Mm-hmm.
And just fuck off somewhere. Be a park ranger. I keep talking to them whenever I'm out camping. I keep talking to the park rangers. Like, oh, yeah, I just need police experience or military experience. I'm like, what about a clown? And they're like, well, public speaking is helpful.
I always thought park ranger would be a pretty sweet gig.
I mean, well, because in my head, you're just out there with the silly hat. Like, be careful what you're putting in the campfire.
I feel like you could slack on the job pretty easy.
I bet it's the opposite of that.
You think?
Every time I talk to one guy at Rainbow Bridge in Lake Powell, and I guess they're all part-time because of government cutbacks. There's no full-time. There's not a lot of them anymore. It's like that's a sweet gig. So they're all part-time. They could get moved anywhere, like the military.
Uh-huh.
And so this guy was used to Virginia or wherever, some like moderate climate place, and he's in the desert. This dude was just sweating his dick off trying to be like answer questions about founded in 1903. This guy's just pouring sweat, sweating through his hat, sweating through his little ranger outfit.
Oh, man.
This poor fellow. You could tell he was new and not acclimated yet. But I'd love to do that. But that's why I was like, let's talk about faking our own deaths.
Yeah, man. You ever thought about doing that?
I thought about disappearing, but never like... Like what? Like you? Like the reason to fake your own death? Because it's complicated,
mm-hmm.
especially nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Leaving a digital trail.
Yeah, got to go all cash,
mm-hmm.
all cash and fake IDs. I can blend in to any town with a strong home brewing scene. Honestly, like once a week, somebody online is like, "I think I saw Kyle Kinane, but it was just." Anybody at this microbrewery?
I got that yesterday. Somebody on Twitter. Are you in Atlanta at the Earl?
Yeah.
That's just another chubby bearded dude.
Yeah. Half the time people think I'm, what's his name? Who's the comic from New York?
Sean Donnelly.
Yeah. Like, even, like, there'll be posters. He posted something. He's like, I'm sorry this happened to you, Kyle. And it was something like, come see Kyle Kinane. And it was his face.
Yeah. Sean is so funny.
Yeah, he's a good dude. But, like, I don't think I would have to fake my death to just kind of disappear. Because I'm not famous enough where people automatically – it's always like, are you
– Yeah.
As long as I keep my mouth shut.
All right. Well, first off, where would you go? Where would you disappear to? Once you faked your death, then what?
I've given consideration to this. Like, where I'm happy right now that I've visited, I like the desert, man. Uh-huh. I like the open skies and just sitting out there like a Joshua tree where it's still a little bit of a hippie kind of. I think Joshua, like, if it's not already, is blowing up to, like, all the gentrification that's moving east of LA is just going to skip out of town and move out there. There's a lot of it out there. Well, and again, with being a creative type or an artist, but then you're still only a 3 hours drive out of the city where you have to be like, oh, what if you have 2 meetings a week?
Yeah.
Or you did 2 spots a week where you just had to come back into town, hit, you know, do spots, and then you work the road. They got an airport out there.
Yeah.
Now, and if I think more about the apocalypse, like, I would not want to be caught out there. But where do you want to be? I'm not a doomsday prepper. I'm going to – like, if shit goes down, it's like, oh, well, guess what? Everybody's going to die within a week anyway. I'm going to be like, let's have a nice dinner and blow our brains out. Like, what am I trying to do, you know? So, like, the whole needing water thing doesn't matter anyway. It's just
– Huh.
Yeah, I'm not going to be a prepper. I don't care.
No?
Like, honestly, if there was like a nuclear missile strike, I'd be like, going out on top!
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know?
I hear you.
Before my shitty Netflix half hour comes out.
When's that coming out?
I don't know. Fucking sucks.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, Dave? You want to fake your own death?
Oh, man. You okay, buddy?
I'm great. That's the problem. I got nothing. There's no reason to do comedy when you're happy. Mm. Like, how much do I have to jerk off? Like, also, look at me and love me. It's like, no, I feel great. I'm going to play with my RC cars. Go drive my Jeep.
Who was it that said that? Sinbad or Bernie Mac said, as soon as you stop riding the bus, it's when you stop becoming funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although I was watching the new Chappelle.
What'd you think?
Special. I was like 65% like, man, that's good. And then 30% like, come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
You can move past some of those. Like, you can move past the slap in the mic on the leg thing.
Oh, God. That is annoying.
Like, that's like the slap in the mic on the leg laughing at your own jokes are the –
It's a bit much.
That's the easiest. My bit didn't work, but I think it's funny, and here's the cue for you to laugh.
Yeah.
And it was – Yeah, I was. I mean, there was some like touchy subjects in there, but I don't think it was offensive. It was like, no, this is a guy, and like rape jokes. Every comedian, you can do the jokes, but you have to accept the backlash for them.
Yeah,
and that's all I thought of that. And I don't think they were just like cheap jokes. I think it was still had intelligent thought process, but behind what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I enjoyed it, but it did seem like a guy who's been out of the game for about 12 years because think of how much has changed just in the term in the world of like social climate and what's acceptable and what's PC just in the last 10 or 12 years.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, and that's the that's like when you stay out of stand up and aren't seeing what stand-up is now. Like, I'm just not out at shows as much anymore seeing what's going on. That's what I felt last week. I'm like, oh, fuck, man, I'm an old guy. I'm the old road guy coming back in and trying to do my bits that don't work. When you see, like, an old, like, hack comics and, like, talk about, oh, when I was – see, kids are going to wear helmets no matter what they're doing. Yeah. Oh, when I was a kid, we didn't need helmets.
Beat your kid, Joe.
Yeah. Oh, now peanut allergies. Oh, fucking ISIS wants to take over America. All I can do is drop a Snickers bar. I don't have to drop bombs. Like, I would love to see that comic like in the 50s doing that, but about the polio vaccine. Polio vaccine. We didn't have vaccines. Just didn't walk.
Yeah.
Called him fucking Wheelie. That's Buddy Wheelie.
Yeah.
You didn't need no goddamn vaccine just so you could walk. Like just that attitude towards progress.
Yeah.
And being scared. Because you don't understand change, you're scared of it, which is a natural feeling. But you could see when comics are watching Nick DiPaolo set. Like I just saw him like emceeing one of those Axis TV shows.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's just, I can't talk about women now. I can't do that. You could tell it's like a guy who's just feeling like he stutters. Like, no, you could still do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But the landscape is changing. And you could, you don't grow as much when you're older, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
You get settled in your ways. That's the thing. I'm getting settled in my ways.
Yeah.
And it's scary. I got to challenge myself.
Yeah. I know what you mean, buddy.
Anyway, so that's, but I would, I the getting out idea. What would you do? Would you fake your own death or you just?
I mean, if I had
Dave,
to.
Dave, how would you go off the grid? Just stop doing this podcast?
I mean.
And then that would be it? Haven't heard from Dave in a while.
I mean, it's cliche, but dude, I would love to go. If I was going to be off the grid and fake my own death, I would, just some little small coastal town in Mexico. You know, just a little shack near the beach, just eating fish tacos all the time, just hanging out.
Yeah, the Mexico escape.
Yeah.
I like the idea that Mexico escape.
Yeah. But like deep Mexico.
Yeah.
You know, deep, not touristy, not.
Muy Mexico.
Yeah, not cartel Mexico either. I don't want to get my head cut off. But, just some little island town. You know,
maybe. You want to live like Riggs from Lethal Weapon.
Exactly.
Just a trailer on the beach.
Yeah.
Coaxed back out for justice.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be fun.
I don't know about like, I don't think I would have to fake. You fake your death to get out of like debt or get out of relationships. I looked up Wikipedia, famous fake death. I thought this one was funny. Lord Timothy Dexter. He's an eccentric. You don't have to say that if you're faking your own death. 18th century New England businessman who faked his own death to see how people would react. His wife did not shed any tears at the wake, and as a result, he caned her for not being sufficiently sad at his death. My husband's ghost came back and beat the shit out of me. Like, how do you explain that? Like, I'm not dead, and I'm going to slap you around. What a cool dude. Lord's in quotes, too. Like, he did not, like, he's calling himself Lord. It's a lot of people like trying to get out of legal trouble and this and that. What's the easiest way to, I think the old car in the lake type thing, you know?
Car in the lake. I always thought going out to sea and not coming back.
That's what they say, like that's where you can commit murders easy is cruise ships.
Oh yeah. She fell.
What?
Or he fell.
Well,
I don't know why my victim has to be female.
Well, how many cruises are you taking with dudes? You're just on, one of our annual dude cruises. Just hitting the broshen.
Dude cruise. Oh, God. Dude. Ugh.
You don't like broshen? Dude cruise, sailing the broshen.
Oh,
I'll sell that. I'll just sell that log line right there for $500 and anybody else could make it work. Dudes only. Dude cruise on the broshen.
Well, I've always thought about, I don't know if you've had this thought, the if I have to kill somebody thought.
I mean.
I probably shouldn't say this just a week or two after I admitted that an evil force encouraged me to kill my girlfriend. But
we're going for it.
Yeah, no. And I had to
tell everybody how you're going to escape legal action.
But no, I always thought if you had to kill somebody, the ocean, man. Just concrete boots, rent a boat, go 30 miles out in the ocean, and I mean, good luck finding that body.
Yeah, but okay, you're also. Do you kill them and then concrete them, or like? I don't want. Look, we don't have to go the murder route.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about faking our own deaths.
Okay.
The cruise ship thing, though, they said people that follow the cruise ship, it's because they're jettisoning so much trash.
Yeah.
There's nothing but sharks following a cruise ship all the time. But I'm thinking, if you want to fake your own death, you're on the manifest, like, oh, there's passengers on board, and then nobody's looking. You hop off with like a little raft or something you brought onto the thing. You know, you put on a show. Getting drunk at the bar on the cruise ship. Acting like, you know, say you're trying to get out of a relationship. Ah, you don't love me anyway. Get real weird. But then you have a little life raft secretly. Boom, over the side.
Hmm.
Leave a note. But that's, I think that's the easy part.
Yeah.
Not, then you have to exist. You got to have a fake ID. You got to, how do you get your money? You know? We just have a big old grip of cash.
Mm-hmm.
That was, oh shit, what? What movie was that? Oh, a Gone Girl.
Did
you see that?
I did. I don't remember.
It's the woman. All the details. It's Ben Affleck.
Uh huh.
And his wife, she fakes her own kidnapping.
Uh huh.
And then hides her identity. And then she's got all this money she's living off of. But then somebody realizes she has money because you're dealing with the seedier element of society when you're trying to do stuff, navigate without identification under the radar.
Yeah.
Somebody knows, like, all right, well, you're sitting on just cash, untraceable cash. Now you're susceptible to theft. You got to be careful of that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So that's I think the tougher part is existing, not the act itself.
Hmm.
I think I just said right now, you just jump off a cruise ship with some sort of little portable raft or something. Especially if you have somebody to conspire with that's in a boat already out there. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you don't just jump out in your own little dinghy in the middle of the ocean by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you're conspiring with somebody, you can do it.
What if you went hiking? All right. Mm-hmm. Dave goes hiking way off, just way up in the mountains, way out in the wilderness.
Rescue 411. A lot of people.
And all right. I take a change of clothes. First of all, I get the dimensions of a cougar paw. All right. I make a replica cougar paw.
Well, if your previous story is correct, we can't believe that you wouldn't have killed that cougar.
Exactly. No one's going to buy that a cougar killed me. So right there's right there's the problem.
It's unbelievable. Actually, better option is to fake a Bigfoot abduction.
Dave would have easily snapped that cougar's neck.
There's evidence of Dave. There's evidence of Bigfoot. There's semen everywhere. We haven't tested it yet, but we have reason to believe it's probably Dave's. It's not proof of a sexual account. We just think Dave got so excited that his theories were true that he jizzed himself to death. And then the Bigfoot, being a respectful woodland creature, buried him amongst their own. They've never found a bear skeleton or a Bigfoot skeleton or Dave's overbonered death skeleton.
I would take a change of clothes and I would rip them up as if a cougar. I would put cougar claw rips into my jeans and shirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I would have an extra pair of shoes, and then I would cut myself. And have blood everywhere.
Yeah.
So you got some shoes with a bunch of blood everywhere, some ripped up pants, ripped up shirt.
Yeah.
Well, looks like something got him.
Yeah.
And then you never see me again.
Because if you do something with like a body, we're like, oh, they burn up a body, but there's always teeth.
Mm-hmm.
There's always that kind of stuff.
But yeah, just blood and clothes. But I think,
But in the woods. But then you still, but the thing is. But then what do you do to get out of there? You go back to your car.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just like when they find the car in the lake or something.
Yeah.
One guy did scuba diving. It's David Friedland. He's an American lawyer and Democratic Party politician from Hudson County, New Jersey. Blah, blah, blah. These are details. He was awaiting sentencing for racketeering and faked his own death. In a scuba diving accident. I wonder how you do that. Like, pretend that you drowned. As I say that, why don't I just fucking read the Wikipedia? Jesus Christ, I cannot look at the computer and talk at the same time. Let me find out where. Okay. So he went on the run. Okay.
Wait. Who is this?
This is this senator from New Jersey. Well, he's awaiting sentencing on September 2nd, 1985. The United States Coast Guard received a call from a boat off Grand Bahama reporting that Freeland had disappeared while scuba diving. Freeland was said to have taken painkillers before diving with a friend at a spot 12 miles off Grand Bahama and had failed to surface. His body was not discovered in an air-sea search, and a warrant was issued for his arrest. That's good. Yeah, I guess you could just be down there scuba diving, and then you just kind of scuttle off to an awaiting craft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's one way to do it.
What about piloting a small plane and then parachuting out of that bad boy and let it crash?
Yeah, well, that was the old D.B. Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
I think that guy just died immediately.
Well, he wasn't piloting in his own plane. He was
– he threatened a bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, I wonder – yeah, I think that the more difficult – I told you about that book, Emergency, by David Strauss, and he talks about what to do, and it's kind of the same type thing. It's Neil Strauss.
Mm-hmm.
It's a book called Emergency. This book will save your life. It's been out for a while, 9 years, but it's a good book. But he talks about like where to put your money in bank accounts that can't be touched. That's more of an economical collapse. Hidden bank accounts. You know, in the Caymans. I only learned it from movies where they have like Swiss bank accounts.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Like having money and being on the lam. I think that would be more difficult than just facing your problems, unless you had a way to set it up. Like you're in Mexico, you know, you got your money safe, and nobody's gonna know who you are.
Yeah,
seems like a place where you can go and keep some secrets. You know.
Yeah, that sounds fun. That's what Olivia Newton-John's on again, off again boyfriend, a guy named Patrick McDermott. He decided to pretend to off himself 11 years ago. Mm. Presumably, McDermott gave indications he was dead when he disappeared in 2005 during a fishing trip. Coast Guard investigation determined that he was lost at sea. Later, evidence was revealed that he was living with his girlfriend and wished to be left alone. Down in a remote village in Mexico.
Remote village.
Yep.
Seems like Mexico's the place.
Yeah.
All right. So then we fake our own death. Move to Mexico.
And did you know that...
Announced here, publicly.
There's the actual act of faking your own death. There's no real legal issue against it. Now, all the legality stuff comes when... After the fact, you try to get a new identity and forgery and, you know, all that stuff. But just the act of – because you can't prove that something like
– It's not fraud, like, but if you're trying to –
if you're not
paying your debt, you're not paying your debt anyway.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to fake your own death but you have no debt, then you just – I just want to go away.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Yeah, why not? Well, that's the thing then. Why not just go away? If you got no problems. Like, you only fake your own death because you're trying to get out of a relationship. Just break up.
Yeah.
It's so tough. You're gonna pretend you're dead.
See, there's a lot of red flags that pop up when people try to fake their own death. For example, all the life insurance type stuff.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know, people taking out life insurance policies, things of that nature. This cool article. I know you don't care for Vice, but they did a good article.
No, Vice had a
handy guide to faking your own death, mm-hmm. and
Vice also did a pretty reasonable article about our pal.
Who's that?
I mean, I don't know if I should bring up his name.
Oh,
should I bring up his? Because if I say it,
oh, Eminem.
No.
Oh.
About
someone's at the door. Come in.
Oh, Dave and Kyle, are you guys about to talk about doing a Vice article on your buddy the Madman?
Dude, we just started talking about
that. I heard you talking about it. I got extrasensory perception hearing.
what would be in sort of a bat and such.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I'm not blind either. I can hear good and see okay.
You're getting a lot of press these days.
I know. I made it into Vice Magazine. Vice Magazine has real hip shit there. You know what they do?
They got their finger on the pulse.
I mean, the HBO show is one thing, but then they do the other stuff in the magazine where it's like I ate a bunch of drugs and then went to see that movie Coco, and it was pretty good. You know, that's hard-hitting journalism, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How you guys been?
We're good, man. We've been missing you.
I know. I've been taking it easy. It's cold out there for the Mott Man over in Chicago. I got to hide out. I've just been hanging out behind Lazo's over there on Western, just trying to get the, just trying to eat the scraps after the hipsters throw out half their chorizo burritos.
Did you have a good holiday season?
I did. It was all right. You know, New Year's Eve, I don't want to get out of there. It's too cold. A lot of people are out shooting the fireworks and stuff out, especially over in the Pilsen neighborhood. I don't want to say it's the Latinos, but they enjoy the fireworks regardless of the weather. And so they're just kind of shooting them off in the air. And that's where I live, Dave. I live in the air. You know, I live up in the sky over there, so yeah. I don't want to get in no trouble over there down off 18th Street or nothing.
Oh, my God.
Unless they got the gang members down there. Yeah. Too far.
Too far. You strayed out of your neighborhood.
There's gangs all over Chicagoland area. Stop. I mean, it's sad. When it gets warm out, they're going to kill each other more.
Oh, man. Especially at New Year's Eve, a lot of people shoot their firearms
at
That's
the year,
what
too. I'm talking yeah. about, Dave. I'm trying to stay out of there. I just go. I just hang out. I go hang out with Maury and Flory over by Superdog over there in Palos. Where the fuck is that Superdog, Dave? Superdog made me mad with a tweet the other day when they were talking about they're angry somebody put peanut butter on a hot dog.
So you follow? You have a Twitter account?
I just I stop at an internet cafe. I put on a big coat. I put on a big coat and a hat so nobody knows it's me. Otherwise, they can't be like Mad Man. I'm like, I can't even do anything in this city anymore.
Oh my God! Well, you've been spotted a lot in the last few months. So.
The summer was a hot season for me. I was kind of feeling good about it. I was flying around. I was flying, you know, into the Plains River. I was kind of hanging out by some of the marshes. Uh-huh. I hit, you know, I was over there at Navy Pier. Too much on Navy Pier. That Ferris wheel's big. I get caught in that thing. I'm toast, buddy. I'll tell you that much. If I get mashed up in there, I'd be. They'd throw me in a lake. I'm wetter than a beef dip.
Oh, okay.
So I just want to talk about how I said that tweet maybe, but you can't put the peanut butter on a hot dog, Dave. Dave, not man to man. What do you like putting on hot dogs for yourself? Get weird and honest with me. I can't believe Kyle went to the bathroom again. When I want to talk, he would be the guy who would have the most.
Yeah,
to say about this.
Yeah, he would definitely have something to say, but since he's not here right now, not to pander, but I like a Chicago hot dog.
What? Go! It's an easy answer, Dave. Get weird with me, Dave. What kind of weird shit you put on there? You ever put a jam or a jelly?
Nah, I stay away from jams or jellies, but you know, occasionally I'll put some barbecue sauce on there.
Did you ever put the Ferrera pan candies on there? Ferrera pan candies?
Yeah, I don't know what those are.
Ferrera pans from. They make them in Chicago, I think. Oh, God, these references are getting harder if I don't prepare my visits. Fuck. Oh, no, Ferrera Pan. They make the Charlie. They make the Asian ones, the Charlie Chans, and they make Grape Apes, and they make Lemonheads.
That's right. We talked about the Charlie Chans before.
I'm really rehashing my old topics, but if you ever get the inkling, come on down to the Ferrera Candy Company. Down Oak Brook Terrace. It's not quite Oak Brook. It's a terrace. You know how Oak Brook is terraced down there.
Yeah, yeah.
Much like a Mayan hillside, Oak Brook, many terraces. You can go to, I got a nice outside mall over in Oak Brook. That's the nice one. Huh. I'm more of a Stratford Square kind of guy over in Bloomingdale.
Yeah.
It's mostly empty. That's why I can go shop there. All I got to do, I just want to go to the Fava Shoes. I just want to go to Fava Shoes, JCPenney's, and then maybe eat at a Bernelli's over there in front of the Value City.
I understand, Mothman.
All right. Well,
Mothman, you've also been spotted outside of a lot of bars lately and even like music venues. Like, do you like hover around like the Chicago punk scene at all?
Chicago's got a lively, rich, and vibrant arts and culture scene, you know? And then you're flying around on a warm night and you're hearing, oh my God, you're over by Buddy Guy's Legends over there. And, you know, they got the blues greats coming in there. Uh-huh. I love the blues, you know, because it speaks, it's from a working class. They're always so sad. But that's why it's called the blues.
Uh-huh.
You can't sing the blues about having a good time.
That's true.
You know, you can't be like, wow, Everything's great, you know, you can't be that kind of guy.
No.
So they're sad all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm sad, too, because, you know, I got no friends out there. It's just me flying around lonely. I get it. I understand what they're saying over there. I understand what Buddy Guy's saying.
Uh-huh.
I understand what Junior Wells is trying to tell me over there.
Uh-huh.
So I do that. And then sometimes I'll go over into the hip neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
I'll go over to the off California there. Go to Logan Square where all the cool kids and there's rock and roll music and stuff. I like the rock and roll music too.
Yeah.
Sometimes Mott Man's up there and he's feeling a little aggro, you know, feeling like he's just having a good summertime. And he wants to hear some Cheap Chick inspired, you know, stuff. Cheap Trick. All the way in Rockford, a little bit far of a fly for me.
Okay.
But sometimes they'll play the outdoor festival circuit. And I enjoy that. You know, it's easy for me to stop by Millennium Park and cruise over to Bandshell. Nobody noticed me because they're distracted by all that tacky Frank Gehry architecture.
Huh. Now, what is that?
That's the guy. He makes all the wavy. You got one of them over here.
Oh, yeah?
The metal wavy shit. He does all the metal wavy shit, and every city had to have one for about 10 years.
Gotcha.
And now they just look like a tribal tattoo on the city.
Uh-huh.
It's just an architectural it's an architectural marking that says, hey, you know what? We thought something was cool in 1998 also.
A lot of hard opinions today, Mothman.
Anyway, you guys talk about faking your own death?
Yeah.
Oh, tell me about it.
Uh-huh.
I wish I could disappear.
Yeah.
Mothman's just trying to hang out. I didn't want this celebrity.
Well, you've created quite a stir.
All right. Well, hey, to quote my X-Files.
Uh-huh.
The truth's out there.
Uh-huh.
The truth's out there.
The truth.
The truth is out there.
Okay.
Never more true or worse spoken than the truth. It's out there. It's not in here. It's out there.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to find it in here.
That's true.
Everybody listening, Boogie Monster, go out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the truth is.
Yeah. And that's what you're doing. You're flying around seeking truth.
Like the X-Files says, go out there.
I understand.
There's the truth. Okay, I'm probably going to go, Dave.
Yeah.
You enjoy a Chicago hot dog for me.
Okay, buddy.
Don't ever say, oh, they drag it through the garden. I saw a cooking show where they're like, get it, drag it through the garden. Somebody at Devil Dog will slap the fucking lips off your face if you order it that way.
Well, we don't need that.
But, you know, that's not how you say it. You just say, give me one with everything.
One with everything.
All right, buddy.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by, Mothman.
You know it, baby.
Oh, shit. Here comes Kyle out of the bathroom now.
Oh, God. What?
Dude, he just left.
How come? Oh. Hey, did he?
He was worked up today, man.
How were his references?
They were pretty good. I didn't get any of them because I'm not from Chicago, but they seemed to be somewhat accurate.
I almost heard him feverishly typing after he said Lazo's was on Western to make sure that he was correct.
Huh.
Because, you know, I always thought it was on Western, too, until I've said it out loud and thought it was maybe on Ashland, but it's on Western.
Yeah.
He really only goes to three spots,
just
that Mothman. He comes in, and then he's only been to Lazo's and Superdog.
Well, he likes what he likes.
And Pilsen. And then he references Displains.
Oh, my God. Haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah.
Been all in the news.
Yeah.
Now, have these been – I know the Vice article came out last week, but is this – I read it. It doesn't seem like there's new sightings. It's just new press.
Well, tip of the hat to that Vice. Well, we talked about it last time. Where they actually were like
– Yeah.
Interviewed people who saw it, who was a friend's cousin.
Tell me that.
John Amatrano, who saw it out in front of one of the bars, the Owl.
So your friend's cousin was the door guy? Cousin,
yeah, the Amatranos. And so, I mean, I don't know the cousin, but so that's interesting that maybe I'm having a chit chat with him. But then they also in that article interviewed a psychologist, a behavioral psychologist, talking about how when something is in the zeitgeist, people are more likely to see it. Like the more you or I are sitting here talking about UFOs, the more what I saw in the desert, I'm like, it could be anything. Where it's like, that's probably a shooting star.
Yeah.
You know, so the more people are talking about in Chicago, the more anything unexplained can get attributed to that topic that's out there. So I kudos to the guy who wrote that article by like it wasn't just your typical Vice. You know, I put my dick in a claw machine and it didn't work out so well. And then it's bad writing where you just talk about how you got drunk and put your dick in a claw machine. And you're like, well, there's no insight to this. Like that – Mothman articles. They're like, oh, I interviewed psychologists, I interviewed people. So I was like, oh, yeah, okay, this is a thought-out piece. Thank you for that.
The worst is that I don't mind some of their web series stuff. They have some shows that I enjoy, but I don't even know if they do it anymore. But they used to have Chef's Night Out, Viceland Munchies.
Yeah.
Chef's Night Out. And it'll take a couple of famous chefs within a scene, whether it be L.A., Chicago, New York, whatever. And they'll show their restaurant, which is cool, for a couple minutes. It's where I work. It's my restaurant. But then they pair up with their douchey chef buddies, and they all get in the minivan, and they go taco crawling, or they go burger hopping. And it's just – none of you fuckers are funny or engaging or anything. Yes, you're a good chef, but stop trying to be funny. Well, it's just so rough to watch unfunny people try to be entertaining.
Well, remember when it was like Emeril Lagasse and the Yan Can Cook?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like family friendly, like, oh, the chef is silly and fun. And then Anthony Bourdain came in, like, fucking rode a Harley through the front door of the culinary world. And now everybody's like, chefs are the coolest fucking guys.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, they're not.
Yeah, they're still boring.
We don't need to know all of their personalities.
Yeah.
Everything has to have a personality behind it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just like the thing that they do. But what? Why does it work? Oh, why is – I mean, I guess that's like any art. What art sells? It's the personality that's behind the art. Like, the art – the piece of art itself isn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
What – is that person's life coming through the art?
Yeah.
You know, I get that. Like, Andy Warhol shit.
Uh-huh.
It's not a mind-blowing thing, but conceptually and who he was and being a socialite, that's what sells it. That's where that value comes through.
Yeah.
That's what this food comes through is, oh, man, I was had the needle hanging out of my arm, lying underneath an overturned canoe over by the fucking East River, and that's what I knew. I had to get my shit together and open a restaurant. And then the backstory makes it more like wholesome people don't sell creative things well.
That's true. So anyway.
That's why we got to fake our own deaths and then be like, oh, we didn't. Now buy our comedy. Fucking idiots.
Here's another famous case of someone faking their death out of Germany. There was this lady named Petra Pazitska. In the early 80s, she was a young computer science student, computer science. She's 18, 19 years old, somewhere like that. One day, she got on the bus, never came back. A few years later, in the same area, there was a murder of another teenage girl, slightly younger, about 14, 15. They found the guy who murdered this gal, and for some reason, he copped to murdering Petra as well. So they declared her dead, case closed. Then in the fall of 2015, there was a call to a police in a different German town to report a burglary. They showed up and they met with one of the people on the scene named Petra Schneider. And they said, hey, we need to see your ID. And at some point she said, hey, remember that murdered girl back in the early 80s? Yeah, that's me. And
P.S. I was the murder person. BT dubs.
She later claimed she disappeared for 30 years, worked completely off the books, never got another ID, only got paid in cash. And when this all came out, the German authorities, they made her register herself as alive. But apparently no criminal activity could they find. So
she just wanted to fuck off.
She just bounced for 30 years. I don't know why that other dude would have claimed to kill her. Maybe he was just like racking up inflating his numbers.
Like how they talk about weirdo serial killers. Maybe I did that one. Like that's just them playing games when they're in prison. Maybe I did this one. I did that one. I killed all these people.
Yeah.
Because you're dealing with mentally unhinged individuals. What do you say we land this fucking turd?
Oh.
I mean, we can keep talking about this later. I just got to use the bathroom.
Oh, you got to use the bathroom?
Yeah. And I could just paused it and never mentioned it.
Yeah, you could have done that.
We're already at 110.
Yeah. All right, buddy.
How much do they really need? We don't need more than an hour.
We should fake our own deaths, Kyle.
Let's do it right now.
All right.
It's the last episode of the Boogie Monster. Or is it?
Anything to plug? What's going on with you, man?
Well,
you got some shows coming. When you going? When you leaving the country?
I'm going to China on the 31st.
Wow.
I got a lot of shows in town. I won't be doing any good at them.
Yeah.
I'll be at the lab at 7:30 tomorrow at the Virgil. Cookie show at the Virgil on the 25th is going to be fun no matter what.
It's our anniversary show.
Yeah, anniversary. 8 p.m. at the Virgil. Good pal Brian Cook show. 8:30 I'm at Bar Lubitsch. I don't care. Be at the Apple store in Glendale at 4 p.m. on Sunday for trade in my piece of shit for a different piece of shit because my one I have right now is a piece of shit.
Have you noticed the new Apple commercial? They finally broke down and they're just advertising selfies. Like this, you know, we know that's what you're going to do with this. It takes great selfies.
I was thinking about that the other day. Like think about how the camera on the phone transformed everything we know about society right now.
How do you mean?
Like, do you remember like the first time there was a camera on a phone? Like, oh, also there's a shitty camera. Like, okay, that's a thing.
Yeah.
And to choose that to be – to develop the phone around. Like, yeah. That's outside of the internet capability. The camera's the feature.
That's true.
And how that is changing how we get information, how we get news, what can be documented, holding people in authority accountable, such as police, everything like that.
Yeah.
The self-importance it's brought on people, that, you know, everybody's a star now.
Hmm.
You're not setting up a, you know, an actual video camera. That's it. You just need your phone. Everybody's a fucking star.
Mm-hmm.
Just a camera on the phone. That's, you know.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the other day. That one feature changed society.
Yeah. And basically just how easy it is to do something with those photos. Like even if – even 5 years ago, 10 years ago, if you had a nice digital camera, you still had to upload that shit to your computer and, you know, move files around.
I take a GoPro and I tape stuff and then I put it in the computer. I'm like, I don't – this isn't the process I have to go through from what I've taped – taped. I say taped.
Mm-hmm.
I still say taped.
Yeah.
To get it anywhere, I'm like, what do they? They don't. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
But to think in somebody else's mind is like, everybody cares. They need to see this. And I'm like, well, who would care about this?
No, they don't.
I told you, I've been going on Reddit more and more.
Yeah? What you finding on there?
Well, you just go down wormholes like anywhere else. But the wormholes of fucking, you know, YouTube stars and stuff. And okay, it's but like just from outside, just to like, wow, what? Those, they're millionaires. They're all millionaires.
Yeah.
And it's 12-year-old kids watching it. I mean, there's always part of me like, well, I'm busting my ass trying to put out good attempts. Yeah, I'm 41. And I don't want to appeal to a 12-year-old.
Mm.
I shouldn't be.
No.
Unless I'm a children's show star.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't get upset about it. Oh, okay. I got crap. You want to – I don't get a go. We got a comic of the week?
No.
Thing of the week? Let's just do a thing of the week. Sometimes it doesn't have to be a comic.
All right. What's your thing of the week?
Well, I didn't think that far ahead.
Oh.
I don't know.
What band are you listening to right now?
Man, I don't listen to any music anymore.
No?
I've listened to – The Hair Nation on satellite radio.
Yeah.
I just listen to butt rock. I'm just like, oh, fuck, Dokken. All right, cool.
I like Dokken.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like that, and that I can't get upset. Like, why am I not bigger on YouTube?
Yeah.
Because I listen to fucking Dokken.
Hmm.
My interests are not relevant to consumers.
See, I disagree with that. I think people of our demographic are still consumers.
Well, so
there's a market for 40-year-old idiots.
Why aren't we getting those $80,000 a month from Patreon?
I don't know.
With this well-thought-out piece of journalism we're doing every week.
Did you know the guy who wrote One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Ken Casey?
Yeah.
He faked his own death.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was...
Yeah. To avoid marijuana charges, the Merry Pranksters, Timothy Leary's crew, they helped him abandon his truck in Eureka, California, along with a suicide note. They snuck him into Mexico. 8 months later, he was busted. Huh. How do you like that? Got a recipe real quick.
All right.
Real simple, real quick.
It's a recipe for me shitting my pants.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Jerk chicken soup. This is what I did the other day.
Ooh, all right.
This isn't really thought out too well. I'm not a big fan of crock pots, but the lady's got a crock pot.
I think it's like cheating.
Yeah, and it never, it just kind of just bores the food to death. Just kind of
forces it to get along.
Yeah, just, yeah. But it is convenient
as hell.
It's like
a prison yard.
Yeah.
It's like, just work it out.
Yeah. Here's what I did. I took some boneless chicken thighs. I threw them in there. I diced up an onion. Not even diced. I sliced. Sliced up an onion, threw it in there. Smashed up a couple bulbs of raw garlic. A fresh red bell pepper. So I got onions, garlic, bell pepper in there with the chicken thighs. Then I got one of these little bags, these little sauce bags of jerk chicken. I don't know how you describe it, but you know, like that kind of meal in a bag type thing. Like it's basically just a pouch of like jerk chicken marinade.
Oh, sure.
Then I threw that in there, let it cooked it on low for about 6 or 8 hours. And then at that point, you can either have jerk chicken. Or you can take all those contents, take the chicken out, but take all the soupiness and all the vegetables and whatnot, throw them in a blender, puree that shit, then shred the chicken with a fork, boom, you got jerk chicken soup.
That sounds good. That's good. It's a little chillier out here in Los Angeles. Good soup items for when it's chilly.
Also get you they have jerk chicken spice, not everywhere, but in the spice aisle. If you look closely enough, you can find some sort of Caribbean or jerk spice seasoning. Mm-hmm. Get you a bottle of that and kind of throw some of that in there to give it even more jerkiness.
Okay.
So jerk chicken soup. There you go.
I don't go to the jerk chicken stuff often.
Yeah. Oh, I love the Caribbean. Jerk chicken, Jamaican food. Oh, I love it.
Well, all right. Hey, we're the Boogie Monster.
Yeah.
We're out there. We got a Patreon if you want.
Yeah, $4 a month. You get the Q&A episode and Dave's Kitchen. Got another one of those coming up probably about a week.
You get that stuff, and then I could put a mailing list out there because I don't know how to tell people when I'm doing shows.
Yeah.
So go to KyleKinane.com, and you can sign up for the mailing list, and I'll put a short story in there with some tour dates. And what else we got? We done?
I think we're done. It's time for you to go crap.
Fuck, it sure is.
The Boogie Monster.